Okay, so the 10 types of sex you might want to have before you die. Number one, I would say makeup sex. Of course, like the other coaches have told you, you're going to fight you. There's no man without issues. And so makeup sex is one sex that is always very fantastic, right? The adrenaline of, you know, you're at one point, you're angry. The other point, you want him or you want her, you know, but you're still freaking angry. You don't even want to talk to the person, but you still want the person. You know how that feels, right? So makeup sex is one sex you might want to have before you die. Second one is sex in public. Yes, when I say sex in public, it could be anywhere, right? Now, please note, sex does not really have to be penetration. Contrary to what people think, sex does not have, you don't have to insert penis before you have sex. I hope you all know that. In case you don't know, let me change your mindset. It does not have to be penetration. When you finger someone, that is sex. When you give oral sex, that is sex, right? So please let's note. And so sex in public could be in your car. It could be at the movie, you know, just look for somewhere that will give you memo. It could be outside your door at night when you know everybody is sleeping, probably when it's raining, you know, people will not come out, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah. These are memorable sex that you never forget. Another one is role play. Everybody should try and probably do a role play before you die. And when I say role play, it doesn't mean you have to wear a maid outfit. No, role play could be you just wearing heels, you just wearing a different lingerie, you know, you just, you know, doing something different. It could be BDSM, whatever works for you, right? Another one is bathroom sex. Bathroom sex, shower. It could be shower if you don't have shower, auntie, use bucket, pour water on your body and be drilling yourselves, right? It doesn't really matter whether water comes from up or comes from the side or comes from your hand. Water is water. Bathroom is bathroom, right? Another one is planned sex. So a lot of times we believe that, oh, sex has to be spontaneous. You know, you have to put your spouse in the mood. Story. Sometimes you have to plan it. Guy Alpha, tonight or more, it's me and you. Let him know, right? You plan it. We are going to have sex tomorrow morning. I can't wait. I want to fuck you tomorrow morning. Or, you know, what you did, I just want to feel your penis. I don't know, it depends on what you say to your spouse. I can be crazy, right? So do what works for you, but planned sex is the must. And morning sex, this one majorly for most men. 4 a.m. they want to insert penis when we are still sleeping. We know you people be laughing, you know yourself, right? Spontaneous sex, don't plan it. Right, with spontaneous sex, you don't plan it, just happens. Probably just come back for both of you are horny, or one person is horny, and you know, you say, guy alpha, any fuck today? You know, are you in the mood? Or guy, I'm horny. This happens majorly for women during our ovulation. We are always horny during our, for some people, before, during, or after ovulation, whatever works for you. And so spontaneous sex comes in. We have goodbye sex. Goodbye sex comes when your spouse is traveling for a week or a month or for months or for days, auntie, fuck him well. Take out everything, uncle, drill her, give her sex that would put her memory in check whilst you're out. That's goodbye sex. Number nine, sensual sex. Sensual sex has to be probably candles, soft music, you know, romantic scenery, you know, something nice. This could be maybe your wedding anniversary, your birthday. Change the room, the smell, the look, or go to a hotel, you know, do something nice, right? That's sensual sex. And then the last one, home sex. Now home sex has to do, a lot of us have sex in the bedroom, but please let's try take it out of the bedroom. Sex doesn't have to be in the bedroom. Take it out of the bedroom, the kitchen, hold on to the sink and fuck her. Freezer, remove the plug. Please remove the plug. Don't go and kill yourself, it's not so spicy. Remove the plug and lay her on the you know, lay her on the freezer, lay her on the dining table, lay her on the couch, you know, drill him on the couch, you know, drill him on the rug. Like, really? See, don't use your children as an excuse for those who are married and have kids. I have children too, and I fuck the way I want to be fucked. The truth about it is, if I tell you I'm going to give you $1 million to have sex within 24 hours or 12 hours, whilst your children are in that house, auntie, beat anybody, you know what to do. So when you tell me, oh, my children are now asking, what stops for going into your room? What stops for say, oh, daddy and mommy needs to talk, we have a meeting, you shut the door and you do what you have to do. Stop giving excuse, right? Home sex could also fall under quickie. Quickie, you have visitors, you get into the laundry room or you get into the kitchen and do within 2 seconds and come out like nothing has happened, you know yourself. All right, so that's all about 10 types of sex you might want to have before you die.